Hello and welcome to episode 114 of the LDS Study Session with me, your host, Matthew Roberts. We're going to continue to another section today of our Come Follow Me study. We are, of course, located in 2 Corinthians, chapters 8 to 13, which can be found at September the 16th to September the 22nd. And we are looking this week at the topic entitled, I Should Examine My Faithfulness in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is found in 2 Corinthians 11. Verse 3, and then 2 Corinthians 13, verses 5 to 8. And a very short section this week. When I first started to read the contents of the section, I thought, oh, this is interesting. And then it got to the end, and I was like, oh, that's it. Usually there's some questions you have to consider. But actually, I suppose that this whole topic is in itself a big thing which we need to consider is our standing in the gospel of Christ and where we are. So I guess we'll dive straight into the material. So Paul, it's interesting actually, because yesterday we were talking about needing to be aware of the influences of Satan and how there were false prophets among the people at this time, and there was people being drawn away. And actually we talked yesterday briefly about how we need to perhaps look at where we are and change by a few degrees, you know, come back to where we should be, just be aware of what's going on. And then suddenly, I didn't know that this was going to be the next section tomorrow. I hadn't really looked ahead as such, but that's what we're talking about right now. And Paul seems to begin to indicate this message in 2 Corinthians 11, where we were yesterday, in verse 3. So I'll just read that. He says, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the gospel." Obviously, he's teaching the point here that the gospel of Jesus Christ is a simple thing. It is something which we all should be able to understand and know the things that we need to do. And if we don't know the things we need to do, it is relatively straightforward to find out and to learn. And a lot of it is common sense. And so he is reminding the people that they need to remember those teachings and start to live them in their lives. If we go to in Jacob chapter 4 verses 14, it makes the link about how a lot of people at that time, particularly the Jews, were a stiff-necked people. So he's talking about the Jews actually, particularly when Christ came, and they, you know, they missed the mark. They just did not understand that the gospel is a simple thing for everyone. In October 1982, in a talk called The Meaning of Maturity, Elder Derek A. Cuthbert made this statement. So he mentions kind of the scripture that we've just read. And then he says, quote, "I have always been impressed that although Paul was a very learned man after the conversion, he declared, 'For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified.' These thoughts came to mind when I was on a recent visit to Ghana. I heard Dr. Emmanuel Kissi, a prominent surgeon and now the district president, teach the simple truths of the gospel in district conference meetings. Yes, we need to strive for the simplicity of a child and raise our own children to have simple, unshakable testimonies of Jesus Christ. Then they will not fall prey to those temptations which should divert them from the straight, narrow way. As Elder Matthew Cowley used to say, life should be beautifully simple, and then it will be beautifully, simply beautiful." Close quote. I think, as has been said before, one of the beautiful things about this gospel, as has been said, is the simplicity of it. I know I remember Bishop Cheryl Corsay give a talk many years ago now, not in the last few years. I believe it was whilst I was on my mission, so kind of the end of the 2000s. But he talked about the gospel and how the gospel is simple. It's so simple that a child can and should understand it. I know that obviously people then question that and say, oh, but what about this aspect of it and what about this aspect of it? But really, the things that we need to know, the things that we need to understand so that we can then return to our Heavenly Father and our families forever is simple. Having faith in Christ, repenting often, being baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and then enduring to the end. Those things are simple, and they are things which we can follow. And if my children can understand them in a obviously in a simple, degree, then that is the important thing. Paul then continues on and then reaches verse 13, which is kind of his kind of ending words to the people. And he talks about then, as we're going to look at now, how they should be examining themselves against this simple gospel to make sure that they are where they should be. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, examine yourselves whether to be ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? So he's saying here that the people had to really examine themselves to know where they were up to make sure they knew where they needed to go next. It seems here that he also had a specific time where these saints could do that. If we look back in his first letter to the Corinthians, or his second, if you want to remember that it was actually, this first Corinthians letter was actually written after another epistle he wrote to them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, it says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So Paul is teaching a principle which a lot of members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will understand now, that the sacraments is one specific time where we should really be examining ourselves and where we are up to and what we need to do to improve and to change. It is something which we're taught often, that the sacrament is an opportunity for self-reflection and self-meditation, and that we need to be thinking about, you know, well, what our next steps are. So it's a very clear and obvious time we can do that. In April 1996, in a talk called Stay on the True Course, Elder Carlos A. Aste said this, quote, many of us receive an annual physical checkup and see our dentist twice a year. Some of us try to watch our diets, get the proper amount of rest and exercise daily. All of this is done so that we might lengthen our days in mortality and enjoy a fullness of life. I wonder, however, if we are paying sufficient attention to the spiritual aspects of our lives. Are we conducting frequent spiritual checkups to assess our standing before God and to determine whether we are on the path leading to eternal life? Alma asked, have ye walked, keeping yourselves blameless before God? Could ye say, if you were called to die at this time, within yourselves that you have been sufficiently humble? These and other questions might be used to obtain readings of our spiritual temperature and pulse rate. Close quote. So, we know that obviously the Elder Aste here talks about the need that we have for a physical checkup. But actually, are we considering that we are having a spiritual checkup? And as such, and if you link that to what was said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, this spiritual checkup should be happening at least on a weekly basis. If not on daily in our personal prayers, but certainly each week when we partake of the sacrament, we should be considering where we are, where we've got up to, and where we need to go. Now, the Come Follow Me materials suggest looking at the attribute activity found in Preach My Gospel, and I would really recommend that as well. I have not done that since I was on my mission, and so I think I'm going to do that, because it'd be quite interesting to see where things are now, and hopefully they've progressed at some point. I know they won't have progressed as much as they did on my mission, but hopefully they, you know, over the 9 years now that I've been off my mission, there will be some progress there. And if not, well, I need to get to work. So I will leave that thought with you. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you've taken away something that will be useful to you. If there's anything that you've been studying, please share it at MattSRoberts90 on Twitter. Or email me at ldsstudysession@gmail.com. Thank you very much for your time, and until we meet again.